And now back to more Fran Tarkington.
Welcome back. This is Fran Tarkington. We're glad you're with us. And as we've just previewed some of the show, it's going to be an exciting, informational show. And our first guest, you're going to really want to hear from him. His name is Drew McClellan. He has worked in advertising for more than 25 years, worked at the giant advertising firm Young & Rubicam, based there in New York. He now has his own agency, McClellan Marketing Group. He owns and runs Agency Management Roundtable, a consultancy for small to medium-sized agencies, and he's got so much good information about how to help small businesses. He writes the enormously successful blog, Drew's Marketing Minute, and the Wall Street Journal calls him one of 10 bloggers every entrepreneur should read. And now he's a contributor to our Tarkington Office Depot smallbizclub.com. He's a contributor to our blog, and we invite you to go to that site. It's a free site. You can sign up. It's a great networking site for small business entrepreneurs. It's got wonderful content, and Drew is part of that content for us, and it's called smallbizclub.com, and we'd like to have you go check it out. And Drew, I'm so glad to have you here, because and welcome to the show. And I think our listeners, I know they will love to hear you talk, because, you know, as you work with big agencies, and big companies have big agencies to do all the work for them, little guys, they cannot afford the big agencies, but they need advice from someone like you who can tell them, what in the world do you need to do to get your product out there to market? Because without good marketing, without getting your message out to more people, you can't have a business. What do you tell them?
Yeah, thanks, Fran. It's exciting to be on with you, and I'm excited to talk to your listeners. I have a real soft spot for the small business owner, partially because I am one and have been one for 20 years. So I literally walk in their shoes every day in terms of trying to get everything done. But, you know, the small business owner is different than some of the clients I worked with early in my career, where they had an entire marketing department whose job it was just to think about and execute on marketing. Plus, they had an agency. Oftentimes, the business owner wears every hat in the business. And so, you know, as we were talking about on the break, literally what business owners do is they run, their whole day is spent running from fire to fire to fire. And whatever fire is the hottest or the biggest, is that's where they stomp on with their feet, and then they go to the next fire. But unfortunately, their own marketing for their own business is never going to be on fire. And so the only time it is on fire is when they're about to go out of business and they don't have enough customers, and then it's too late. So what we talk about a lot is that marketing needs to be like a daily exercise or a utility bill. It's something you've got to do every day, whether you think you need it that day or not. Even on your busiest day, when you have no idea how you are going to possibly satisfy the needs of every customer you have, you still have to be out marketing, not only to your current customers, but prospects, because sooner or later there will be a lull, and you want people filling in those gaps.
You know, you're so right. I am an entrepreneur, built 20 companies, and I'm guilty of some of the things you write about. And you say, you know, entrepreneurs, we go like crazy, and we really get aggressive, and we really connect with people when things are slow, because we have no business, not able to eat. But if when things are good and flush, and we got a lot of customers, we're making money, we forget about marketing, and that's when we need to just put more fuel to the fire.
Absolutely. I think what happens is it's not complacency. It's just so many hours in the day. So you have to build, like any good athlete or anything else, you have to build the habit of marketing so that it is just something you do every day. You know, you've got to get up and you've got to do your reps, or you've got to do whatever. And so on the marketing side, it's, if I say that I'm going to do a weekly e-newsletter, then I got to get it out every week. If I'm going to have a Facebook fan page and I want fresh content on that page every day, even if it means I got to stay up another 15 minutes to get it done, I've made the commitment. I have to get it done. Because one of the dangerous sort of potholes that business owners can fall into when it comes to marketing is they can promise something. Hey, we're going to do a monthly newsletter. We're going to have an annual sale, whatever it is. And the minute they don't honor that promise, what they're communicating to their customers, their employees, and their prospects is, I don't keep my word.
Wow, yes. You know, I have always said, I'd like you to comment on this. When I wake up in the morning, I have a little sense of urgency and a little scare. And I'm thinking about how do I get one more customer? How do I reach out to one more person? And before I go to bed at night, I have the same sense of urgency. I think of the same thing. And yet it's the thing we have to do, and yet we are scared to do it.
I think for a lot of business owners, it's the fear comes from not being sure what to do.
Yep.
And so one of the mistakes that a lot of business owners make is they'll try something a couple times and then they stop doing it because it doesn't get instant results. So they think, oh, that radio spot didn't work, or, oh, that yep. fill in the blank didn't work. And marketing is a marathon, not a sprint. And yep. so you have to plant those seeds, and you have to nurture those seeds for a long time before they bear fruit, which is another reason why you got to be at it every day, because it's not like I'm going to do something for marketing on Tuesday and a new customer is going to walk in the door on Thursday. It doesn't work that way.
And marketing is also more than just buying radio ads or ads in newspapers or social media. It's really, I've always thought, Drew, it's about having more platforms that people can learn about your products or services.
You know, that's really true, and especially today it's true as consumers, and this is true whether or not you have a consumer product or you sell on the B2B side. Consumers are so much more jaded to sort of traditional advertising vehicles. What they really want is they want you to be helpful, and they want you to be helpful and informative so that they can make their own decisions. So you're absolutely right. It's about platforms of useful information, but it's also about understanding that marketing is everything. So it's if somebody walks into my office, how my office looks is marketing. How the person on the phone answers the phone is marketing. The little handwritten note that this is something I've done for 20 years, the handwritten thank you that I write on every invoice we send to a client is marketing. And so really marketing, when people think of marketing, you're right, they absolutely think of advertising. And they need to step back and think much more holistically about how we call them touch points. Where are all the places I touch employees, customers, and prospects, from my first introduction to them to the 50th time I've delivered to their warehouse to their 10th anniversary as an employee? How can I make every one of those experiences remarkable and make it sort of custom to who and how my company is? All of that's marketing.
You know, you mentioned in some of your talking points about so many of us in business, we're so intent upon getting new business that we ignore our existing customer, and that's a recipe for disaster, isn't it?
Absolutely. So when I meet a new business owner or a prospective client, and I sort of map out the way they've been spending their marketing resources, so it's not just money, it's also time, because for a lot of business owners, their time is the most scarce resource they have. But when I map out how they've been spending their marketing resources, imagine a pyramid, and at the tip of the pyramid, the smallest part, that's employees, and then the middle part is current customers, and then the big bottom part is prospects. And the reality is they ought to flip that pyramid around. Because when you think about it, if your employees don't understand what your company is all about and what you're trying to do, and if you're not communicating to them all the time about your brand and about the customer experience you want to create, you're out there in your marketing making all these promises, but your employees every day aren't keeping those promises. So you really have to invest a lot of time with them. And then the next layer of the pyramid should really be your current customers, because no one is more likely to hand you a dollar than somebody who has already handed you a dollar, because they've already had a great experience. They don't have any of that buyer's fear, buyer's remorse. They already know that you can deliver your product or service in exactly the way you promised, so they're much more likely to buy again than someone is to buy for the first time. And by the way, when you communicate well and often to your employees and your current customers, guess who becomes your best marketing tool? Your employees and your current customers. And in that jaded world that we live in, our prospects are much more likely to hear and listen and believe marketing messages when they come from someone other than us.
It's talk. You know, we mentioned the word a lot, customer experience. But don't you feel that that's what it's about? Because how do we differentiate ourselves from other people with products and services? None of us have the unique product. How many iPhones are there out there? How many computers are there out there? So forth. And it really comes down to that customer or prospect trusting us to deliver what we said. And we're people, we want to do business with people that we can depend on, that do what they say they're going to do. That's the consummation of customer experience.
Absolutely. And going back and grabbing what you said earlier, which is the whole idea of people want information, they want us to be helpful.
Yes.
So add to that, it's not that we even have the greatest, latest widget. It really boils down to I don't care how much you know until I know how much you care. So when you behave like you care about my business as much as I do, and when you stay late to make sure I get something that I need, and when you call me on a weekend to say, you know what, I was thinking about your business and I think this should happen, however that plays out in your individual business, when you demonstrate that I am not just a wallet you want to put your hand into and empty, then all of a sudden, you're absolutely right. You've created an experience where now I feel like we're partners. Now I feel like you are in it for the same reason I am. I don't mind you making a profit off of me when you're helping me be successful as well.
Are we guilty of sometimes trying to do too many marketing things and we should narrow maybe that down and simplify our approach? Because having more may not be the right answer, because it's hard for us to even execute more. We can execute better with a few.
Absolutely. So going back to what I said earlier, which was the whole idea of when you make a promise, because that's what you're doing anytime you start a marketing tactic. I promise I'm going to keep this up. I promise my website's going to have current information. I promise fill in the blank. That's taking resource off the shelf, time and money. So one of the big mistakes that many business owners, and this is business owners big and small, it scales the gamut. One of the mistakes they all make is that there are so many opportunities for marketing and communication out there. I mean, every time you blink, there's a new social network and all of the other stuff that's available to us. That it's tempting to want to do them all. But the reality is, what you ought to do is you ought to think about your customer and where they're already hanging out. Where can you go where you're going to already find a bunch of those people, your best customers? Because you know what? We don't have enough money to talk to the whole world. We need to talk to the people who are our best customers. What are the two or three things you could do that would be relevant and helpful and connect with those people and do those things better and more often with more consistency, and do that for 3, 4, 6, 9 months. And if after you have flawlessly executed for that period of time, you want to add another tactic and you think it would add great value to them and to your business, then it's worthy of consideration. But really, you're much better off doing a couple things really well than scattering yourself, you know, spreading yourself out too thin and really doing a mediocre job at a lot of stuff.
All right, Drew, we got just a couple of minutes here, but you also mentioned business owners, and I agree with you here, business owners need an outside perspective. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know what? The analogy we use at my shop is it's impossible to describe the outside of a bottle when you're inside the bottle. No one is a worse judge of a business than the business owner, because they cannot unknow what they know, and they can never see their business through objective eyes. And so for some small businesses, they put together a committee of best customers to get feedback from. For another business, they might seek an agency relationship. Somebody else might seek business leaders. Your website is a great place to seek outside perspective for people to sort of look at their business from a fresh way and from the way a customer, a prospect, would see them.
The whole thing is, don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to read different perspectives about marketing or about your business or about what you're doing. It's part of the learning process. I think sometimes, Drew, we don't understand that we can make ourselves smarter if we will extend ourselves and read more and listen more and be more inquisitive and ask more questions. That makes us better. What say you about that?
Absolutely. Everybody needs a coach. Everybody, I don't care how good you are at what you do, you can get better by surrounding yourself by people and resources that are one notch even better than you are. So, and I also think you can learn from other people's mistakes. So it's not that you have to find the smartest person in the room. You just have to be willing to listen as objectively as you can, ask great questions, and you need to be willing to try. No one, no prospect, no customer is going to fault you for trying something and it not being perfect the first time. We know that we do business with human beings. We are much more likely to respect and want to do business with somebody who's willing to take a little risk, willing to try, willing to be human and acknowledge when they've made a mistake, than somebody who stays in a very safe zone but is sort of untouchable.
All right. You're listening to the Fran Tarkenton Show, and that's Drew McClellan. He is the McClellan Marketing Group. This has been great. You can also read his blogs on our site, smallbizclub.com, free site, and you can read Drew's stuff there. Drew, it's been great. We thank you. We've got to take a break now. We'll be back. This is the Fran Tarkenton Show. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this message.
This is Fran Tarkenton.
I've always believed in the power and the inspiration and the intellect and the work ethic of the American people.
We'll be right back.